This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. For thousands of years, a nearly complete mammoth skeleton has been buried in a gravel pit about 50 miles south of Dallas. Today, paleontologists are taking the last and largest section of the skeleton to the Perot Museum of Nature and Science. For weeks, Ron Tykoski has been in Itley, Texas, wrapping mammoth bones in toilet paper, plaster, and burlap. He's preparing the massive white bundle for its trip north to Dallas.
No matter what, keep it going. If something breaks, we glue it later. Okay. I hate to say that, but that's the way it works.
The very delicate 1,000-pound torso rests on a frame of 2x4s. Eight people are about to lift and flip it by hand.
One, two, three.
Inside this block of sand are the vertebrae, neck, ribs, and shoulders of the Colombian mammoth, estimated to be anywhere from 20,000 to 40,000 years old.
There were a lot of these animals here. They must have loved it around here. And you find the remains all across parts of southern North America.
It might be hard to picture a herd of elephant-sized creatures grazing in the fields south of Dallas, but Perot paleontologist Tykoski says that's exactly what it was like.
And then all of a sudden, around 10,000 years ago, they're gone in a flash.
You know, it kind of makes you just sit back and think. It was a lot different years and years ago.
Ethan Beasley was working here with his uncle Marty McEwen when they found the mammoth skeleton. He says it was a typical May day at the family sand and gravel company when McEwen hit something hard with the excavator. Beasley jumped down from his dump truck and helped brush off a few feet of mammoth tusk.
Really didn't know what to do for a long time. We were just standing down there looking at it.
As experts and volunteers from the Perot Museum worked for months to unearth the ancient beast, the gravel business went on. In town, Beasley says people would check in for updates.
You go through town, people are like, so they dug up the elephant. Of course, they all call it elephant or dinosaur or something. They're like, y'all dug it up yet? Is it gone? How's it going?
Even if the mammoth skeleton won't be in Itley anymore, Beasley and McEwen did unintentionally leave their mark on the four-foot tusk with the excavator.
The tooth of the bucket grazed it. There's a section about maybe a foot long. It just shaved it off. It's got our signature on it, yeah.
The next step is to get the bones to the lab in Dallas, carefully clean them, and pump them full of glue. That, paleontologist Tykoski says, will help harden the skeleton, so it will last maybe not centuries, but at least for decades to come. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.